to move once from this korban oshim. What happened then was v'humam, and then this behema oshim became a balmum, so he couldn't use it anymore. He couldn't use this behemos. He couldn't use it anymore. And what he did was v'chiluloi alacher. So he took another behema, and he said, now instead of that behema kulum, that should be my oshim. I want this new behema now to be the oshim. And what happened was, even this new behema oshim he lost. And v'nischaper v'yoshim acher, he brought another korban oshim, a third behema, he set aside for his korban oshim. And that's the one he actually brought for his kapara. And then they found the one that was lost, the middle one they found. So that's a tam, that's a good korban. So first it was hufresh for korban oshim. But now that the owner was nischaper v'yachad, the lacher is v'nitik li'erla, that behema oshim now comes out to be a korban erla. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, could the owner now take this korban erla that he has and make tumura from it onto a behemoth, onto a chulin? So we'll soon see what the shaila is. Omer Abayis, Abayis says, let's see, what is your shaila? What's Rabbi Avin's shaila over here? If you want to tell me now, beis gufin, or kudu shachas, and who the shaila could be, maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only the same behemoth. When you make tamura off it once, you can't make it a second time. But maybe when you have two different gufim, like over here, the first famous ashram became a balmum. So you set aside a second one for that first carbon. It's another guf. So even though, let's say, without the end of the story that I got lost and came to an oila, but stam, the fact it's a different guf, even though it has the same kedushas ashram, but if you want to stam say a shayla, base gufim kedusha achas, tiboyilei, that's the shayla, so you say, you could ask the shayla, beloy mischaprim. You didn't have to finish off the story that even the second one got lost and he brought a third one, and now the second one comes out to be a korban erla. What do you have to come out to that for? Claire, even before you lost the second one, you amafished the first korban oshim, you made tumur off it, but it became a balmum. And now you mechalo that oshim onto a second oshim. So the second korban oshim now, true, it has the same kedusha as the first one, but it's another goof. So that alone should be a shayla. Maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, you could make tumur off this korban because it's a new behema. So then you only have to have the case that it changed over and got lost into a korban erla. Ela my ebes kedushas. If yeshala should be no, the fact now the animal has a different kedusha on it. The fact that before it was an oshim and now it came to be a korban erla is of a group echad. Even though it's the same animal, could ask the shayla then tiboyil b'loy humam. Could have asked the same shayla even though it did become a balmum. In the case it could have been the time you mafresh this korban oshim and then you lost it. So you were mafresh another korban oshim instead, and you brought that one, and then you found the first one. So the first one now changes over from a kedusha sosim into a kedusha oila. Now it's a korban oila. So you could ask the same shal on that alone, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yechanan, could you make tamura now? So why do you have to say the case is that two things happened to it? That first the original korban oshim came about mum, and then you were mafresh a new one, and then that one got lost, that one changed into a korban oila. Shemash miyosh shalgus when you have now two gufim and two kedushas. So Mar says true. Mar says Rav Avin chodo migu chodo kimi boyle. Yes, one shayla which has to do with the next shayla. And really it's like this. V'yim tim stem if you want to say. V'yim tim salema. Shnei gufim o kedusha achas. Loi, if you want to tell me even though it has two gufim. But since it has the same kedusha. Meaning to say with the first korban oshim came about mum. And then you were mafresh it onto another, you set aside another korban oshim for it. So the second one now, even though it's a new group, but since it has still the same kedushas oshim, maybe no, maybe kontra b'shim, and you cannot make tamur on it anymore. Mishum tibihi kedusha hu eimaboy. Because with that kedusha of an oshim, use it out already. Maybe that's the sworn Rabbi Shimon, that on this kedusha of a korban oshim, it only has a class to make tamur once, and since you use it out already, even though now it's a new korban that's become an oshim, but since it's the same kedusha, you can't do it. So that's the shalom, I can't do it a second time. If so, shinei gufim, or shnei kedusha smal teiku. That's where he went to the shalom right away. What's going to be in a case like this case? We have two different animals, two gufim, and also shnei kedushas. And that's this case where first you had a korban oshim, and you took off tamur off it, and then it became a balmum, and then you were mafresh, you were machalad onto another korban oshim, and then that korban oshim got lost, and then you brought a different one. So now that second korban changes over to be a korban erla. So now there are two reasons to say maybe why you couldn't make tumur now on this korban now, the second one. Because first of all, it's a different goof than the first animal, and also it has a different kedusha. The first one you made tumur from was a korban oshem, and this one now changed over to be a korban ena. So that's Yishalom, maybe you could make tumura. Or else still maybe no, maybe still according to Rabbi Yochanan you can't make tumura. Because the Maisa still, it started out, first you had this korban oshem, that was the first kedusha, the ikon kedusha. From since that became a bamum, you had to be mechalad on to a second one. But that chilul still came from the first one. So it's still called the hemshek of the first one. And even though the first one now changes over the korban into a second one, became into an oshem, comes into an oilah, but it's all called the continuation from the first one. That's the yeshama, maybe you can't make tumur a second time. So teiku, that was about in shal and iblaiz we were teiku. Mishnah, another way to say the shal is like this. Boy, Rav Avin asked the question like this. The Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Yom, that he says, Ein mamirin, because the mamirin. According to Rabbi Shimon, he can't make tumur a second time. What's going to be? Hifrish Oshon l'schapa boyim. You set aside a korban oshon for your kaporo. V'heim abon, you made tumur once. V'umam, it became a ba'amum. V'chilu lo ya'aracha, you redeemed it onto another behem instead. So that became a korban oshon now, instead of the first one. So clearly, ma'a shi'yatsa v'yema. V'asalacha, can you make tumur now on the second one? Since it's a different goof, could you make tumur on it? N'schapa b'yoshom achar. V'nitik zel yo'elamal. There's another shayla. What's going to be where the first korban oshem got lost, and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one, so it came to be a korban olamahu. Sheyasav yema, the same goof, but since it has a new kedusha now, could you make tumur on it now? So Rabbi Abaye says, Haikami boyle, this is Yishayla, that kedusha acheres b'yosa goof. Rabbi Abaye says, Haikami boyle, this is Yishayla, that E kedusha acheres b'yaisa aguf nani boy human. If yes, m'shaila, the kedusha, different kedusha in this guf, just on the fact that the kedusha changed over into korban olam, nani boy human. You don't have to say the first one became a ba'amum, even though it didn't become a ba'amum. Just the fact that it got lost and you brought a different one, and then you found the first one that can make it into a korban olam. So you don't have to say human v'chilay b'yachar. If you want to set the same goof with the same kedusha, you don't have to say it a kapora with another oshem. A real gusha should be iguf achar. If you want to say the kshalu is by two different gufim, iguf achar, b'yosek kedusha with the same kedusha though, there's just the fact that it's a different korban now, different animal, then when you bring neschapa b'yoshem achar, you have to say neschapa with another roshem. Just time, you set aside one korban oshem and became a ba'amum, now you have a second one. You said, when you bring neschapa b'yoshem achar, you have to have a kapora with another roshem. So my answer is again the same answer. For a vav and atay yuchod, the migu chod k'meboyle, you have to question one for another one. So like this, humam, v'chiru loy alacha mahu, sheyasiv yomer, that in case for the first one, became a ba'amum. So you mechal on to a second one. The second one, I'm sure it's a different goof, but that's the same kedusha. Miyam minadu is said, v'yoshtrim rishon udi ein chayzu meymer. Only on the first korban you can't do it a second time. Ava b'guf acha, but a second korban right now. Alpha gav the kodesh ois the kedusha, even though it has the same kedusha as the first one, the both the korban oshtrim chayzu meymer. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yechon's pshat and Rabbi Shimon, you could make a second tumura, because it's a new korban, it's a new goof. Or do we maybe know? Kol b'yosa kedusha in chayzu meymer. Since it's the same kedusha, he can't make tumura a second time. It's the law of the used up his keich of kedusha of tumura once. He can't do it a second time. So if that would be the pshat, v'yim timtz loyma hoden guf achar kiva m'biyas kedusha koyim en chayzu meymo, even though it's another guf. But since kol zman only has the same kedusha as the korban oshem as the first one, he can't make tumura a second time. Yasav Yema boy, are you allowed to make now tumura on this korban olam now? Me, I mean, one source, do we say? Kiye Meima v'chayzme, when can you make tumura a second time? And I mean, when was that said only? B'yoysi haguf, b'yoysi kedusha. Avaloysa haguf, at the same guf, b'kedusha acheres, here in the case where the behemoth first had a kedushas oshem on it, and you lost it, and you brought another korban instead, and now when you found the first one, it has a kedushas oiler on it, maybe Chayzer Meimer, since it has another Kedusha now, the new Kedusha gives it its own Kerech to make Tumura, you could make one more time Tumura, or then we maybe know. Afa Kedusha Acheres, even though it has another Kedusha, Kivun the Yosa Gufu, since the mice is still the same Gufu, the Korban, the same animal, just the beginning of the animal had a Kedusha's Oshem on it, and when you lost it and brought another one, so now when you find it has a Kedusha's Oila, maybe still ain't Chayzer Meimer, so take you. That's a shayla. Skips by the take of Kohen Tzav Yochanan if you can make tmura on these type of korbanos. Is this called a tmura a second time, or maybe no? It's the called like a new type of kedusha now, a new behemoth now. Maybe you could make a tmura. I think Mara says on the Rishu Ben Levi Hegdish Rishain Meisav Chaimish. The halacha is when you pay the when you redeem Hegdish. So if you make the shit and when you pay the it, you Meisav Chaimish. But the chiddush is v'yein hegdish sheni meisav chaimish. If it's a second hegdish, then you're not meisav chaimish on it. So Rashi has two pshatim. In one pshat, Rashi says, "Fainu hegdish sheni kagoyin shurma marishon, where the first behemah became a balmum, v'chilu le'alacher, you mechal onto another behemah. There v'yehai acha, the second one now is called hegdish sheni, is taken over at the first kedusha." If you're humor, the second one became a balmum, and you want to be mechal with it, you don't have to be meisav chaimish on it. The Rashi says the tumura nami have a hegdish sheni. You make tumura, and then the tumura becomes a balmum, and you want to be paid with it. Also, that's called the hegdish sheni. You will not have to be meisav chaimish. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's chiddush. That hegdish rishon is meisav chaimish, and not a hegdish sheni. Omer Rav Papa, my time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? My time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omer Kvar the Pesuk says, "V'yim hamagdish yigoyel es beisoy v'yosef chamishes." So the idea is magdish v'leim matfis. Only the first one that's magdish it. Then, if when you be paid for it, you have to be meisav v'chaimish. But not if you matfis the kedusha, meaning there was kedusha ready, and you're just taking that kedusha and putting it onto a second animal. That's called the hegdish sheni, whether it's through tumura. Although the first one that came about mum that you mark the son to the second one, it's not, you don't have to be meisav v'chaimish. Boy Rav Avin, Rav Avin is the show like this. Boy Rav Avin, what's going to be? Hifrish Oshom Neschapa Boy. You set aside a korban osher for kapora. For humam, and then it became about mum. For Isaf all of chaimish. And you redeemed it, and you were meisav v'chaimish on it. V'chiloloi. You were meisav chaimish, and you applied to it. V'chiloloi chaveiroi. And you apply to it now, or Gersa should be really, that again, you are matfish in Oshem, and it became a Balmum, and first you were matfish on the Kedusha to another behemoth, and then you went to be part of the first one. Now the Shailer is, the Nishape b'Yoshemacher, and then in between the second one got lost, and you brought a third cub, and you Machapa on the third one. Now the second one now, that was at Fossa from the first one, became a Korban Oila. So shall have now, this Korban Oila becomes a Balmum, and you want to be paid for it, Mal Shi Yosef Olam Chaimish. Do you have to be Yosef Chaimish or not? Maybe it's not called a Hegdish Sheni anymore, because it's not a Sheni of the Korban Oshem, but maybe it's still like a new Korban, a Hegdish Rishon, because this is the first time it has a Kedusha Oila on it. That's the Shiloh, this Korban Oila right now, since the Kedusha comes, Machmas the first Oshem, maybe it's still called a Hegdish Sheni, that you don't have to have a Chaimish, or maybe no, it's called a Hegdish Rishon, that's the first time it has a Kedusha Oila on it, then maybe you would have to be Moisav a Chaimish. So Amr Abaya says, Amr Abaya, my Kamibon, what's your Shiloh? Each Negufin, the Shiloh is by two different Gufin. O Kedusha Achaz has the same Kedusha Kamiboylei, is that called a Hegdish Sheni or not? Then Tiboy yes the Shaila, the lightness happened. We did not lose it. Just then, the first one became Bamum, and you marked us the Kedusha onto a second Behemoth, since it's a second Guf, maybe that's not called Hegdish Sheni, that's called like Hegdish Rishon, then maybe you do have to be Meisav HaChaimish. Or else, each day, if you want to tell me, no, your Shaila was each day Kedushas, the Guf Echad, even the same animal. When it changes from Kedushas Oshem to Kedushas Oilam, maybe that's called the Kedusha Hegdish Rishon, that you would have to be Moisif, Kamibola, that's your Shaila. Is that called the Hegdish Rishon, or maybe no, that's also called the Hegdish Sheni? And so then, Tiboy, should you ask your Shaila, B'loi Humam, in the case where it wasn't the Balmum. Stam, you were Makdish a Korban for Noshem, you lost it, you brought a different one, and then you find the first one. So what's the Halacha? So my answer is, Yes, really, one, which has to do with the other one, really, it's like two separate shalas there. That's really an intim slang, if you want to say like this. They meant to ask like this. Intim slang, if you want to tell me that Shnei Gufan and Kedusha Achas, when you have two animals here, Shnei Gufan with the same Kedusha, Loi, you would not have to be Meisel Chaimish. That's called the Hegdishaini, even though the Shnei Gufan. But since it's the same Kedusha, Mishum Zabihi, Kedusha, Itusaba, Chodizimna, Chaimish. Because on this Kedusha, Kedusha's Oshem, you already once gave a Chaimish. So now when you're pointing it, like you're machaled onto another Korban Oshem, since it's the same Kedusha, that's called the Hegdishaini, you would not have to be Meisel Chaimish. If you want to tell me that way, then what's going to be Shnei Gufan? We have two different Gufan we have. Two different animals, but the same kedushas. We're now the kedusha changed from a korban ashram to a korban ola. My, what's the law here? Is that called the hegdish sheni? Because still it's a continuation from the first one. Or maybe no, since the ma'aseh changes over and is the first time it has a kedushas ola on it, so maybe that's called the hegdish rishon. That now when that becomes a bamu and you want to be part, you have to ma'aseh b'chaimish. So take a, that's a good shayla. That's a good shayla. What is called the hegdish sheni? Or maybe no, this considered the Hegdish Rishon, since it's the first time it has a Kedushas Odor on it, so now you would have to be Meisel B'Chaimish. Lishnach Rinu, another Lush, another way to say the same Shalva is like this. That the Boyi Rav Avin, Rav Avin has a Shalva like this. What's going to be Hifrish Osom, you set aside a Korban Osom, this Chapa Boy, Tav Kapora from it. Vumam, and the first Osom came about Mum, Vachir Ulay Alacher, right away you were Matfis, another Baim instead of this one. And then when you came to redeem the first one, you attacked the Meisel B'Chaimish on the first one. Now what happened was the second one got lost, and the Schapo B'Yoshem Achar, you brought a third Korban, and that's the one you had the Kapora from. And now when you find the second one, you find the one that got lost, V'Nitik Zeh Le'Ela, that one changed to be a Korban Le'Ela now. That's a Lach, an Oshem, that you don't use, becomes into an Le'Ela. So now when this Le'Ela becomes a Balmum, and you want to be paid to it, you want to redeem it, Mal Shiyes of Olav Chemish, what's Lach Diyat Yimais of Chemish on it or not? That was the Shaila. So in this, Omer Abaye Abaye says, Hodim Kam Yiboy Lai, what is Yishaila? Let's explain it. What's Yishaila over here? I Kedusha Acheres B'yayse Guf Kam Yiboy Lai, if Yishaila was at the one this Kedushas Oshem changes over, which becomes the Kedushas Oila, is that called the Hegdish Shein or Hegdish Rishin? If that's Yishaila, then learn Yiboy Lai Humam. You don't have to say what became a Balmun. Stam, you can say the Yashram got lost, and you brought another one, and then you find it, so it became into an Eila. That's the Shal over there, and then that becomes a Balmum. When you poider it, is it called the Hegdish Rishon or Hegdish Eini? I Guf Echod, B'yaisa Kedusha, if the Shal was only with the same Guf, that has the same Kedusha, V'chil Eloi Al-Achar, then the first one became a Balmum, and you're Mechal on the second one. That the Shal is now Mashi Yesub Olav Chaymish, since it's another Guf, the Yati Moisef HaChemish in that. Mi Arminu, do I say, the Yoshim Kamo Hudu Moisef, only on the first Oshim he took off a Chemish once. Ava Beguf Achar, but on the second Guf, the second Korbin, I forgot to claim the Yesu Kedusha, even though it still has its Atfosa, it still has a Kedusha's Oshim on it. Maybe Moisef HaChemish, maybe you would have the Moisef HaChemish. Since it's another Guf, it's another animal, maybe on this animal is always so considered like a Hegdish Rishon. Or else the more seductive of that you